Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Unkillable Kitty O'Kane by Colin Falconer, performed by Alana Kerr Collins. Author's note: The Unkillable Kitty O'Kane is inspired by true events. However, in my telling of the story, certain factual elements and timing of events have often been altered for the sake of the narrative. Chapter 1. The Liberties, Dublin, 1905. Kitty O'Kane dreamed of a kind husband and a just life. What she had was haddock water for supper and a dribble of her own blood seen at close quarters on the toe of her father's scuffed boot. Big boots he had, sturdy, good kicking boots. She tried to raise her head from the straw, but it was too much effort. She turned her head sideways. Her ma stood in the doorway. She had her apron bunched in her fist, Mary in her arms, Liam and Anne peering from behind her skirts. Sean sat in the corner, a mouldy blanket over his head, sobbing. No help for her there. It had been a good hard punch that took her down, and she hadn't seen it coming. Already she couldn't see a thing out of her left eye, but if she squinted with her other, she could see Liam shouting something at her daddy. Strange how she couldn't hear anything. Perhaps he'd sent her deaf. She looked up at the wall, the little pictures of Jesus with a sacred heart and Mother Mary beside him, a little red lamp lighting them up. Pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Or maybe save me from death at all, if it's not too much trouble. Now her daddy was taking off his belt. Liam tried to hold on to his arm and got a backhander for it. No point arguing with him when he was filthy drunk like this. She saw his lips moving, his face red and twisted like it got sometimes. She still couldn't hear what he was saying, but she could smell him, smell the drink, a sour smell and bitter like hate. She tried to wriggle into the corner, couldn't move her arms much, but her legs worked well enough, and she reckoned if she could get into the corner, she'd make a smaller target for him. The strap was all right. She'd had the strap enough times. If he didn't beat her with the buckle end, there'd be no harm done. Just bear it, Kit. Think of something else and it will be over. The walls were a brick color. Pink distemper, her ma called it. Some kind of powder they'd mix in water. There was a great smell of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?